Good Friday morning, and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources.
Good morning, Kristen.
Hey, Chris. So we always like to share a recipe on Friday, and you even said off the air, I think this would be one that you would like, Kristen.
Yeah, I think you'll like this.
Yeah, so I'm interested to hear about it, and you have here that we've got a Southwestern beef wrap that you're going to share.
Yep, pretty easy. We can definitely, this is a slow cooker recipe.
I love that.
I know we like slow cooker recipes because we can stick that on in the morning before we go to work, come home, supper's already made, right?
Yes, I love that.
All right, so this one's going to use a shoulder roast, boneless shoulder roast. Can use a bottom round roast. So we're going to use a beef roast. If we use a shoulder roast, we're going to, of course, it'd be a little coarser muscle texture.
Sure.
If you want a little fine texture, we'd use that rump roast.
How big is it? 2 to 3 pounds?
2.5, 3 pound.
Okay.
Okay. All right. 2.5, 3 pound. Great. We're going to get us an onion, and we're going to get it all quartered up. We're going to get 3 tablespoons of minced garlic. We're going to need just a splash of water, a little salt and pepper. We're going to need 2 16-ounce jars of chunky salsa.
Ooh.
Now, you pick whatever kind you want. I think that I'd want to pick some up at my local farmer's market, get some local homegrown kind of stuff.
Yes.
And I like things a little on a hotter order, so you may want that. We're going to get some flour tortillas, and you know, if that's not what you do, you might do the spinach. You might do the low-carb. There's a lot of options in tortillas.
Yes.
Okay? All right, so you pick that out. And then we need a little fresh cilantro. So we'll hopefully get that from that herb garden that we've got on our porch, right?
That's right.
All right. So with that, we're also going to make a little corn relish to go with that. We're going to need some frozen corn, some chopped tomato, and a little more cilantro. All right, so let's get going with this. We're going to cut that beef roast into 4 pieces. We're going to put the onion and the garlic in our slow cooker. We're going to add the water, the salt, and pepper. We're going to cook on low for about 9.5 hours or until that fork, or until that beef is tender with a fork, okay?
Okay.
Of course, I'd have to have a big bite of it at that point in time, all right? So then we're going to remove it, let it slowly cool, okay? All right? We're going to strain the cooking liquid. In other words, we're going to get the fat off of it. We're going to shred the beef, just take 2 forks and pull it back and forth, shred it up, put it in a 2-quart container, and add about 1/2 cup of the liquid back to it just to keep it nice and moist. We're going to combine our 3 ingredients, our corn, our tomatoes, and our cilantro for our relish, all right? Once we've all got that done, once we got that taken care of, to combine them, we're going to dump in 1/4 cup of salsa.
Oh, okay.
All right? We're going to have that kind of all that relish mixed together there. Then we're going to take the remaining salsa that we've got. We're going to mix it with the beef.
Ooh.
All right. We're going to cover that, and we're going to microwave it for about 10 minutes or so. Stir it a few times, making sure it's well heated. Okay. That is a step we could leave out if you like the hot and the cold together.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depending on what you want.
Uh-huh.
So then we're going to take our favorite tortilla, whatever we've got there. We're going to put about 3/4 cup of the beef mixture. Then we're going to top that with about a 1/2 cup, 1/4 cup of our relish, depending on how much we want. We're going to roll that up and maybe garnish it with a little cilantro. Okay, I think this would be great for a party. Okay, I think it would be great for a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be super easy when we come home to take care of. Kristen, I like this. We're only talking about 440 calories for one wrap.
That's good.
We're talking about 32 grams of protein. All right. Lots of zinc, lots of iron, very healthy kind of meal. All right.
You would definitely not leave hungry.
You would not leave hungry. All right. And there are definitely ways that we can drop the carb content on this if that's what we want to do. Or whatever, you know, really, really, really spice this up, however we want to do it. Folks, this recipe can be found at the Beef It's What's for Dinner website, and that is funded by America's Beef Farmers and Ranchers. So check out Beef It's What's for Dinner. We'll try to stick this recipe up on our Facebook page.
Yes, so make sure you do visit our Facebook page. Like us at Get the Scoop Radio Show. We are there on Facebook as well. So make sure you come back with us here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.